Good morning to you all. This week's parasha, Parashat Vayetze, has got no pay or no samach in the whole parasha. There are only two parashas in the Torah that have no pay or no samach. It's Vayetze and Miketz. Parashas, you can say, it's one inyan the whole time. It's one inyan. Yaakov by Lavan, the Yaakov with the Sulam. Svasema says that in this week's parasha, Yaakov was up in the Shemaim, he was by the Sulam. He learned by Shem Ve'eva, and then he had his downfall. He was by Lavan, working for him for 7 years and again 7 years. Sometimes a person goes through life, he goes through a hard time, he gets upset, gets depressed. Yaakov the whole time kept his same level in Avodas Hashem and Emunah Hashem and Avas Hashem, whether it was a hard time or the easy time. He had Midas, the Chovis Halavavas calls it Midas Haishtavus, to be equal. A person in the Chovis Halavavas brings, a person should work on his life to be Midas Haishtavus. The whole lifetime to be equal, the same level. Just because someone goes through a hard time, it doesn't mean he has to have less Emunah in Hashem. And therefore says the Sfasemus, that's why there's no pay of samach in this week's parasha, to show that Yaakov, his whole life, from the easy times to the hard times to the good times, he was always on the same level of Emunah Hashem. Rashi brings Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harona. Yaakov left Be'er Sheva and he went to Harona. Says Rashi, V'lama Hiski Yitzioisa. Why does it tell us where did he leave? Ela Magich Yitzis Tzadik Min Amokum. A Tzadik, when he leaves the Mokum, Oisa Roshim. He makes a mark. People notice that Tzadik has left the place. Shevizman Shat Tzadik Be'er. When the Tzadik is in the city, Hu Hoida, Hu Ziva, Hu Adora. Yotz Misham. When the Tzadik leaves the city, Pana Hoida. When a tzaddik leaves the city, people can feel there's no tzaddik here anymore. And the kasha is, the Kliyaka asks, why dafka by Yaakov does it say, by Yetze Yaakov, he made a roshim? What happened to Avram and Yitzchak when they left? Why was there no roshim when they left? So Kliyaka says, by Avram and Yitzchak, when they left, there was no one left there behind to make a roshim on. They took the whole family with them. So there was no one to make a roshim. However, when Yaakov left, there was Yitzchak and Rivka were behind, so for they understood what it means when a tzaddik leaves the town. So he made the roshim on Yitzchak and Rivka. A goy doesn't understand what it means when a rebbe comes to town and goes out of town. A goy doesn't understand these things, but somebody who understands the rebbe feels it when the rebbe's not here anymore. So dafka by Yaakov it says Yitzchak tzaddik min amokim oisa roshim because Yitzchak and Rivka were behind. So Vayetze Yaakov Be'er Sheva Vayelech Harona. He left Be'er Sheva and he went to Harona. So we're telling you two things. We're telling you Vayetze Yaakov where he left, and we're telling you where he went. Vayelech Harona. So Duvan Magid says there's two sibbas going on over here. There's the leaving and there's the going. Sometimes a person goes Ben Azmanim holiday, he goes to Switzerland, wherever he wants to go. He doesn't definitely want to leave Manchester. He wants to go to Switzerland. See, there's the Vayelech. But here there's the Yitziah. Yaakov wanted to leave Be'er Sheva. The Dvar Magid says that Yaakov wanted to leave because of Esav, a Yitziah Yaakov, because his mother told him to go away from Esav, and of a Lelechus Lachoron, because his father told him to go and find the Shidduch. So there's two things going on here. His mother told him a Yitziah Yaakov Be'er Sheva because of his mother to go away from Esav. Esav wanted to kill him. But Yelech Haron is to go and find the Shidduch. The Birkus Peretz says, the Stipler says, nowadays when a bocher goes to yeshiva, then we have the yitziah and the alicha. Alicha is to go to the yeshiva, and the yitziah is because nowadays to be on the street is not a safe place for a bocher. So we've got both things nowadays when a bocher would go to yeshiva and a derech musa. Vayifka b'mokam v'yolin sham kibar shemesh. Rashi says, vayifka v'amdini shekoftze le'aretz. It says, vayifka b'mokam. It doesn't say vayispalel. It doesn't say hidavan. All of a sudden, vayifka, he just got there. Rashi brings from here, we see there was Kfitz Haaretz. So Shmuel Abu Chatzera, he lived in Yerushalayim about 100 years ago. He was the beginning of the family of the Abu Chatzera family. In those days, there was no Kol Sfarad in Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim. There was a very small Kol of a few people put together, and there wasn't enough money to pay for the Kol. So once a year, they would make a Goyal who would go out and travel overseas to raise money for the Kol. And came the day, they had a lot of taxes from the Arabs, they had to pay on top of it. It came the day, and it came one year, and the girl came on a Shmuel Abichatzeir, and he was the best in the koilel. He was learning the whole time, day and night. He didn't need food, he didn't need anything. And they all felt bad that why should he go? But the mice of the girl came on him, and he had to go. So he took a boat, and he went to the place called Kushta. The person who would normally go on this journey, they would call him the Tzoy HaMishtaleach. The young person is Tzoy HaMishtaleach, because not always the person was Matzliach. Sometimes he came back a month later, he wasn't feeling good. So they called him the Tzoy HaMishtaleach. So now came the time of the turn of Rav Shmuel HaBechatzer to go to Kushta. It was a Friday morning, and he goes on the boat. And he goes over to the sailor after an hour on the trip, and he says, when are we getting to Kushta? And the guy ignores him. He tells the guy next to him, you mad? This guy who thinks we're getting to Kushta, it's a three-week journey. An hour later, Shmuel HaBechatzer goes over to the sailor, when are we getting to Kushta? I only bought one meal and it's Shabbos soon. Are you mad? We're getting in 3 weeks, get lost. And Ramaisa, 2 hours later, they could start seeing the buildings, and he said to him, we do not know where that place is. He says, that's Kushta, it can't be, what? In fact, it wasn't long before they were on the shore of Kushta. Had the Kvitz Tadech, and everyone on the boat was mechabed him, and they helped him in to raise money for his town. So we do have Masagim of Kvitz Haaretz. Now, there's Machlokes Rashi and Ramban over here. What is the key? What was the Kvitz Haaretz? Rashi learns that he just ended up being in Choron. He just got there without. There's two ways of Kvitz Haaretz. Either person, the land could move under a person. Let's say by the airport when you're traveling, that sometimes you can stand on this conveyor belt and it's just moving under you and you're just going forward. Or all of a sudden you just end up being, you yourself get moved to the next place. Either you yourself get moved to the next place, or you're standing where you are, you don't move, but the land just comes under you, like a conveyor belt. So Rashi says, Nekeha Hamaria, Hamaria moved, Ubar Lekan, which is not the normal way of Kvitz Haaretz. Hamaria came to where he was. He was where he was, and Hamaria came to him. The Ramban is Cholek on Rashi. Ramban says, that's not Kvitz Haaretz. We never find Kvitz Haaretz like that. Kvitz Haaretz is normally the person with a nes, he goes, he gets moved to the place where he's meant to be, but not that the land comes to him. Yavi Machlokes Rashi and Ramban, what was the Kvitz Haaretz? Did he go to the land, or did the land come all the way to him? You know the famous Chazal where Yaakov put stones around him, and the stones were arguing. Each stone wanted, it says Rashi, Alay Yaniach, Tzadik is Roshoi, V'zoysa Meretz, Alay Yaniach, Tzadik is Roshoi, Miyad, straight away, Asana Kodesh Baruch Hu, Evan Achas. Hashem took all the stones around him and made it into one big stone. The famous Kasha is, what did it help by making all the stones into one big stone? At the end of the day, Yaakov's head is only on one part of the big stone. So the other stones, very nice, they're joined together, but they're not. The head of Yaakov is still not on that stone. What did they help? So I'd like to say four tzurutzim to this kasha. The Be'er Moshe says, Api Musa, like a person doesn't argue between Yad Yamin, Yad Samoyed. If you're holding a coffee in your right hand, the left hand won't complain. Yad Yamin, Yad Samoyed is one body. The Ben Yona brings in Shari Tshuva, the Taiva Yivakish Nifrod. Only when people are separated, then all of a sudden it's the Taiva Yivakish Nifrod. But when people are together, they're working along thing together, then they're happy for each other, and there's no Taivas against each other. So over here also, when this one stone came into one big stone, then they're all working together. So they're Mamela, they're all happy, it's all the same thing. Yaakov's head is on one part of the stone, it's like a right hand to a left hand. We also bear Soloveitchik, the son of the Briskerov, is Mechadish. If you look at the Gemara Chol, and the Gemara says, Kulon Nivlu Be'echod. All the stones, when Nivlu, were swallowed into one stone, which means the stone stayed the same size. It was a nest. The same stone, it stayed the same size, and all the stones just came into this big stone. So it comes out, Yaakov's head was under all the stones, because he was under the same one stone, and they were all swallowed into that stone. Lashon Gemara is Kulon Nivlu Be'echod. The Mishnah Berurah brings a shaila. Can you swap? We know we can't swap the ritzua of shel roish to shel yad, because the shel roish has got more kedusha than the shel yad. Now, what's the din? Can you swap the ritzua of the shel yad? Turn it around the other way. You've got the knot over here with the yud. Sometimes after a few years it gets worn out, so you want to turn it around. Where the part that was always on the fingers, you want to switch around and make the knot over there. Can you turn it around? Is that a problem of ma'alim akodesh v'lim aridin? On the one hand, the yud has got more kedusha. The other hand, it's the same ritzur. Do we say Ma'ala Makodesh for Imrid on the same Chefza? So Mishabur brings the Machlokes of Magen Avraham. And other achronim, the Magen Avraham brings, it's also to turn the tzur around, because where the yud is, it's more kedusha. How can you now make where there was more kedusha that to be at the bottom of the tzur and that to be by the fingers? However, the Eli Rabbi brings b'shem his grandfather that it's mutter, and he brings the raya that it's mutter from Yaakov Avinu, from the stones of Yaakov. Because we see here, we've got one cheftza, and all of a sudden the stones start fighting. What do we see? He says in one cheftza, the whole cheftza has got the same kedusha. Loads of many stones joined together. His head is still only on one part of the stone, and they start fighting. We see here in one cheftza, there's the same kedusha, and therefore he's passing the halacha, the Eli Rabbi b'shem his grandfather, it's mutter to turn the Ritzua Shel Yad the other way around, because the same Chefta, there's no more Kedusha on one side than the other side. So this would be another answer to our Kasha. On one Chefta, we don't say, on one Chefta, the whole Kedusha is in the same place. The Mishra Shemen wants to be told this Machlokis, Magen Avraham and Eli Rabba. Can you turn around the Ritzua? Do we say, Ma'alim Bekodesh Ve'im Aridin on one Chefta, and Machlokis, a reason and a shlo? We know we have a Torah on the talis, some people have a silver Torah. What is the reason why we have an Torah? What? Oh, so the shlo Kodesh brings, Pashas people think to make it that it should look nice to come to shul, we've got a nice Torah, it looks nice, but the answer is, like you said, the real answer is, Mishabur brings machlokes, if you need an Torah, the shlo holds that you need an Torah, because if you wouldn't have an Torah, you could be wearing the talis sometimes the other way round. And the part that is by the head, for most people, there's more kedusha in the head than in the legs. So the part that is by the head always must stay on the head, and the part that is not by the head should stay not by the head. If you're not going to have an Torah, sometimes you'll switch around. Says the Rosh, you need to have an Torah. The Arizal says there's no need for an Torah. So Rav Mishra Shemen wants to be told this machlokes, the Rosh and Arizal, the same machlokes on the Magen Avraham and the Eli Rabba, on one cheftza do we say, over here we've got a talis, it's one cheftza. Is there a problem to wear it the other way around? The Shari Tshuva is Madcha the Raya from Yaakov. The Shari Tshuva says it all came a gush echod. It came to one block. The whole thing was every single stone that where Yaakov put his head on, he had on that stone where he put his head on a bit of every stone, like a cholon. The whole thing was full of little stones. He's matched the whole raya from Yaakov. There's no raya from there that on one cheftza, the whole cheftza has got the same kedusha. It's not true, because where Yaakov put his head down, where his head was, he had a tiny stone from all the stones. The whole thing got mixed together like cement. You take a stone, grind it up, make it into cement. In the piece of cement, it's got a bit of all the stones. So it wasn't balua, it was all nis'arif to echo like a piece of cement. So it comes out of our kasha, we asked, why did the first stone stop fighting? At the end of the day, this Yaakov's head is still only on one stone. We have four terutzim. One is the Be'er Moshe. Between Yad Yamin and Yad Samoil, there's no machlokes, it's one cheftza. It's one, like one person does have machlokes. The Yosef Bessel of Eichik says, the Gemara in Chulin, it was kulan nivlu be'echod, they were all swallowed into one. It comes out his head was under all the stones. The Eli Rabbi brings B'shem his grandfather to be arguing on the Magen Avraham that on one cheftza we don't say Ma'alim HaKodesh Im Meridin, and the Raya from Yaakov because there's one cheftza over here, so it's no problem. And the fourth heretz is the Shari Tshuva Matcha, the whole thing was Nis'arev like cement, so every stone had a bit of that stone under the head of Yaakov. Now V'yachloim V'hinei Sula Mutzav Artsa. Now the Baal HaTorim says Sulam is a gematria moment. Sulam is gematria moment. So we can say, because with money, there's so much you could do with money. Money is mutzav outso, people spending it in this world, and it's magi hashemayim, you can support koilim, yeshivas, chadorim. There's so much you could do with money. Money goes around the world and so quickly. They say domim means money. Domim also means blood, because they both flow around your body. Just like money goes around the world and comes back. So domim also circulates around the person's body. But Rosh Magia Shemaim, we can say for money, there's so much you can do with money. It's not normal what you can do, how much chusim somebody can be mekayim with money. Sulam also brings his Rosh Tevis Su'udas Levia Malka. The Zohar brings the Sulam is Rosh Tevis Su'udas Levia Malka, which is Malava Malka. The Baal HaTorah brings, because it's Mutzav Arutza, it's people are Mevazim, Melav HaMalka, especially in the summer, when Mutzav Shabbos is very late. But Rosh HaMageh Shemaim, because there's a lot of Gemara, major things about Melav HaMalka. So it's Mutzav Arutza, Rosh HaMageh Shemaim. We also had Machlokes Rashi Rambam on Kvitzah Adar, Kvitzah Arutz, how was the Kvitzah by Yaakov. And the Pasuk says, when a Malach Elokim, Olim the Yodim Boy, the Malachim were going up and down. And the famous kasha is, why are the Malachim going up? They should first go down and then they go up. Why are the Malachim going up and then down? I'd like to say three terutzim for this kasha. One is the Medrash brings by Stoim, when the Malachim said, Hinini mashchisam anachnu samakum. We are going to destroy this place by Stoim. So why did they say hinini mashchisam? As if they are being the mashchis. It's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and they took the covered for themselves. So they had an onus. They had to stay down until now when the Yaakov's ladder came, then they went up. And therefore it's Olim Tchila, because these malachim which were hanging around, they went up first. It's Olim, and then new malachim v'yodim boy, new malachim came down. Boy in the Mefarshim, another Mahalach, the Tzura of Yaakov was Chokuk on the Kisei HaKavod. Yaakov was one of the pictures, there was a picture of a person on the Kisei HaKavod. That was the Tzura of Yaakov. Odom, Neshe, Aryeh, and Shor. The Odom was Yaakov. The Targum Unison brings that the Malachim went down, like it was really was Techila, they were Yodim. They went down, and they came down, they were from up there, brought in Targum Unison. And they saw a picture of Yaakov on, they saw what they know from a Kisei HaKavod, a picture of a person, which is Yaakov. They saw this person down below, they got a shock. This person, we recognize this person, he's from our levels high up. They zoomed up the ladder to tell the Malachim, come down and look. That's why it's Olim HaYodim, because they had a shock. They went straight up to down and down to tell the Malachim that we see here a picture of Yaakov, somebody who belongs up there. Or Medrash Rabbah. Now, Parshas is like brought down in Rashi. Rashi says, the Malachim that came from Eretz Yisrael, that were with him from Eretz Yisrael went up, and the Yodim were with the new Malachim that were Malachim Chutz La'aretz, and they went down. So it comes out, Lefi Rashi, there was a time when there was no Malachim watching him. Malachim, when he had his dream, the Malachim went up. There was no one looking after him because there was no Malachim. That's why the Pasuk says Hashem was with him. Because that was the time when Hashem needs all of, Hashem was watching him because there was no Malachim. Malachim went up, Hashem was watching him. And then new Malachim came down, the Malachim for Chutz La'aretz came down. That's this Olim v'Yodim boy. So we can ask a kasha. Over here, by the dream, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael went up, and Malachim Chutz La'aretz came down, and there was a time when there was no Malachim looking after him. That's what it says, Hashem was guarding him during that time. But by the end of the parasha, by Machanayim, Yaakov Kashero Machanei Lekim Zev, Yikushim HaMokim Hu Machanayim. When he left Chutz La'aretz and he's going to Eretz Yisrael, all of a sudden it says Machanoyim. It says Rashi, Shtei Machanos, there was two camps with him. Shel Chutz La'aretz Shebo Imoy Adkan, Shel Eretz Yisrael Shebo Likrosi. There was now two groups of Malachim that came to meet each other. The group, he's now going to Eretz Yisrael from Chutz La'aretz. He had the group which was with him from Chutz La'aretz, and the group that was with him for Eretz Yisrael come to greet him. All of a sudden now, the both Malachim are here together. There was never a gap that there was no Malachim. So why by the dream did the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael not wait for the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz? At the end of the parasha, the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz waited for the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael to make sure Yaakov always had Malachim with him. But by the dream, the beginning of the parasha, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael went up. There was a time there was no Malachim. Hashem looked after him, the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz came down. Why was it that there was no Malachim? Why did the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael go up and not wait for the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz? And at the end of the parasha, the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz waited for the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. Sfasema says that the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael are more on a higher level, a higher madriga than the Malachim of Chutz La'aretz. They don't need to wait for the Malachim of Chutzlar. Therefore, the beginning of the Pasha, the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, they've done their job. Yaakov is in a good place now. They can go up now. They're not waiting for Malachim on a lower level than them. It's Pasnish. It's not for their covered. Therefore, they went up. Malachim of Chutzlar has come down. It's their turn to come down. However, the end of the Pasha, it's the opposite way around. It's the Malachim of Chutzlar are now about to leave. Now, they can't just go. They have to also be Mechabed and Malachim of Eretz Yisrael. So when the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael came, there were two groups of Malachim, then the Malachim of Chutzlar were able to go. That's how Sfasema learns Pshat over here. And with this, Sfasema says, a Nifladika, amazing Var. We say, Friday night, Shalom Aleichem, we sing Shalom Aleichem, before we even offer the Malachim a drink, or to sit down, we ready for Tseischem L'Shalom, we send them out. What's going on here? Says Sfasema, this Tseischem L'Shalom is not to the Malachim of Shabbos, it's to the Malachim of weekday Malachim. Because just like here, the same thing over here, the weekday Malachim have to wait for the Shabbos Malachim to come. So the weekday Malachim wait for the Shabbos Malachim to come. Say Shalom Aleichem to the Shabbos Malachim, which is on a higher level of the weekday Malachim. And then he said, say Shalom to the weekday Malachim, they've done the job, they're here the whole week, they can now go. Finish off with the Maisa. Yaakov Avinu, just like Yaakov went through this parsha, he went through Lavan, Shem Ve'eva. Many things Yaakov didn't understand. He was Mekabel Be'ava with the Munna. He kept on going. So there was a Yid in Yerushalayim who had the Koilel, and he spent many months making appointments to go collecting for his Koilel to a few Gevirim in Tel Aviv. Vayi Hayom came to the day that he is turned to go collecting. He gets a taxi, gets to Tel Aviv, and he comes out of his taxi, and he made a big, terrible mistake. That when, a few minutes after he's walking down the street, he realizes he left his bag with all the appointments and his phone in the taxi. He's stuck here, he's waiting many months for this day, and he's got nothing, nowhere to help him. He doesn't know which company he took a taxi from. He has to start borrowing phones of people, how to get hold of his taxi. He starts trying, he doesn't have any numbers of people to apologize. He can't come to the appointment, especially scheduled for him to come. He feels terrible of himself. He's got a koil to support. Kid says it's 11, 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. He comes by 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Finally, he's able to track down the taxi company. And the taxi driver says, I'm on the way to Tel Aviv in an hour. I found it in the back of the car. I'll be able to give you your case back and your phone. Kid says 7 o'clock in the evening. He's on though. He's back on the way home to Yerushalayim. He hasn't made a single penny. He's managed to brochen. He's sitting in his taxi. And he looks at his phone. And he's got 5 missed calls. So he picks up the first missed call, he sees he's got a message, he listens to the message, his son Shlomi was on an outing that day in Gedi. So the Rebbe calls him, this call was at 11 o'clock, the Rebbe calls, no, you're the father of Shlomi, please call me back as soon as possible, please call me back. So he doesn't know what's going on, his child is on an outing, anyone knows when they've got a son on an outing and the Rebbe calls you, it doesn't look too good. And then now he listens to the next voicemail, an hour later, it's the Rebbe calling, please call us back, we need you as soon as possible. Another message comes in, says, Eli, my Mishtara, where are you? We need to talk to you now, where are you? The kid said, in some way, he understood from the messages that his son had been lost in En Gedi and they couldn't find him. He listens to another voicemail at 5 o'clock. That was a missed call from Baruch Hashem. The father calls back, Baruch Hashem, we found him. He's broken a few ribs, he's in hospital. Baruch Hashem, it's okay. And at 6 o'clock, the last voicemail came in. Baruch Hashem, the son is breathing properly. And the father was like, had he had his phone that day? Had he had his phone that day and doing appointments? He doesn't believe he would have anyway been able to make any money with having a son in En Gedi getting lost in hospital. The father calling him the whole time, his wife calling him, and now no one was able to get hold of him. So he wasn't able to make any money, but he saw the Yad Hashem, our Hashem, took this away from him to give him a day of Menucha. With that, I wish you had Tzlacha Rabbah. Oh,